Welcome to Career Tools. Relationship errors, not reporting, no news. The questions this podcast answers are, when should I communicate, what should I communicate, and how should I communicate? I'll say the title again because it's quite difficult to get your head around. Not reporting, no news. You know, people say no news is good news, but if you're the person who is waiting for news, no news doesn't seem like good news at all. In fact, you and I were just talking, right? You're waiting for news from a professional that affects your life, and you haven't had any news, and now you're anxious about it, right? Because you don't know whether it's no news is good news, or no news is bad news, or no news is just the person who you spoke to who wasn't that professional doesn't have the news.
Right.
And it just leaves you waiting, and you're not sure whether to go ahead and do what you would do if that person said yes, or not do it because you think they might say no. It's limbo. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. It leaves you to jump to conclusions in your own mind, and your conclusions are never right.
So in this guidance, we're going to encourage you to communicate even if you have no news, just because we all know what that feeling's like of not knowing something that we could know. And we want to relieve other people that we work with of that feeling as much as we can. So what's our outline?
All right. Our outline for today is to communicate frequently, report action, and report intended action.
Before we begin, if you are a manager, you should listen to the cast that's assigning work and reporting. If you go to the website and you put in the search bar assigning work and reporting, it will bring up that podcast. It's a really simple but a super effective way of making sure that you get the reporting and you're not in the no news bucket when your direct should be doing something. So we're talking about communication. Communicate frequently.
And we've said it before, Wendy. I don't know how many more times we could possibly say it. There is no such thing as too much communication. In some circumstances, communicating like every 5 minutes isn't too much. And in some circumstances, once a week is fine, right? It's rare that a cadence of less than 1 week between communications about a specific topic is effective. In part, that's because our brains, they kind of lump work together in 5-day chunks, right? Our brains come to work in the office planning Sunday night or Monday morning for that 5-day chunk. So when we think of life, we think of it in those week-long compartments. And if it's been longer than a week, it's almost like that item doesn't really exist anymore, right? It's kind of fallen off the map of what is immediate to me right now.
Right, what I'm keeping in my head is not more than a week ago or a week in front. And if we use that as our baseline, that communication should happen as frequently as necessary and at a minimum once a week, reporting when there's news is easy, right? We find something changes and we update the person that's impacted by that change, right? We get news, we report it. But what happens frequently is that nothing changes, and so the report doesn't happen. So let's say you've purchased some desks for your office. You're going into a new office and everybody needs a new desk. So week one, you do some research, you talk to your boss about the vendors you've chosen and the various options, like the different colors and the different sizes and so on, and you decide which ones you're gonna order. Week two, you say, boss, I have ordered the desk and I'm waiting for a delivery date, because that's what usually happens. Week three, you haven't heard a confirmed delivery date from the company, right? There has been silence from that people you ordered from. And so you don't report anything, right? Because there's no news, you don't report anything. And then week four, two things can happen. Either you get a date and you report that date, or you don't get a date and you don't report, and the project is now 2 weeks behind because you didn't report in week three and you didn't report in week four. So instead, report, that is, communicate, even in the weeks where you have no news. Don't let the fact that there is no news change the frequency of the communication about that issue, except to make it more frequent, which we'll cover later. So even if you have no news, if you're in that thing of it's necessary to report, And the timeliness is less than once a week. You know, if you're coming up to a week, then you have to report something. If you're reporting every 15 minutes because it's something really urgent, then if 15 minutes go by and you don't have an answer, you still report that nothing has happened. I haven't heard from the person, whatever. And we'll talk about in a bit what to do if you don't have any news and what else to report. But for now, we're saying if the frequency of reporting, if that time is coming up and there's no news, you report anyway.
Right. And the thing is, having to report anyway is going to remind you that you need to track down information, right? Or you need to prompt that individual, ask them for a delivery deadline. And it'll allow you to just think about the options, the things that you should do, that you should take, right? Things can't get that far off track because you're constantly reminding yourself to report. And therefore, you're constantly having to have something to report, right? Things are always being tracked. And sometimes it is. It's a case of, well, nothing actually needs to be done. I just need to be patient and I just need to wait. But if you don't think about it at all and you don't talk about it at all, you can't be sure that that's the case all the time. So just the need to have to report is going to cause you to take action if one needs to happen.
Exactly. So our next section is report action. So taking action does not inoculate you against the fault being laid at your feet for things not being done. Okay, so if you have taken action, like say we're working on those desks and we don't have the delivery date, it's week 3 and you have to report no news. And so you think, okay, I don't want to report no news, so I'm going to call the vendor and I'm going to see if I can get a delivery date. Your boss could still say, you should have taken more action. You should have done something differently. You should have told me earlier, whatever. So you can still be in trouble, in inverted commas, for not having taken action. But if you don't take any action, you will definitely be in trouble.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly.
If you haven't done anything and you don't report anything, the trouble will just come to you. So taking action isn't an inoculation. It's not a vaccination against, you know, being in trouble. But if you don't take any action, you know you'll be in trouble.
Absolutely. So again, taking the example of ordering desks that we used earlier. So let's say it's week 3 and you don't have your confirmed delivery date. And it would be reasonable at that point, right, for you to assume that one would have come your way by now. So what are some of the actions that you could have taken? Well, you could have phoned the company, right, the hotline for customer service. You could have emailed them, emailed the salesperson, emailed the company. If you have an account manager assigned to you for that specific order, you could call or email that person. You could read the FAQs on the website, right? Does the company have an information page to see if there's some sort of information about expected delivery date? You could just research online in general, right? To see if another customer perhaps has reported about delivery times, information like that. You could reach out to other people that you know who may have potentially ordered from this company before to see what their delivery dates are.
Right. If you're ordering desks for a new office and there's another department and they're also moving into the new office and they've ordered desks, they're reaching out to that other person who did the order. You know, hey, it's been 3 weeks. I haven't got an order date. Have you a delivery date? Have you got one? Yeah.
Exactly. The simply reporting, I haven't heard from them, is very different than reporting, I haven't heard from them, and so I have taken X, Y, and Z steps. The first is a passive voice, right? It's passive. I'm waiting for other people to initiate the action that I need. But the other initiates action. That's what managers say. When managers say to us things like, I want you to be proactive. Managers hate things like hearing, I haven't heard from them yet, right? Their instant reaction is to say, well, reach out to them again then, right? And by getting out ahead of that, right, you're preempting them, right? You're going to get brownie points. You're going to get credit for having already read their mind. Because when you say, I haven't heard from them, what is the initial thought? We'll do something about it. So if you take that step, if you do something about it, you've read your manager's mind. Nice work.
And it doesn't matter if you get that action wrong. You know, it may be that you do something and somebody else makes a suggestion or your boss makes a suggestion, you think, oh God, why didn't I do that? Right? But at least you're making progress, right? You've taken some action, and some action is always better than none. Even if you have taken action, this doesn't take away your manager's ability to escalate an issue. So if you're waiting for something from another internal department, and you've called, and you've emailed, and you've reached out to a contact who's not directly involved but might have been able to help, and you've done everything else you can think of, your boss can still reach out to someone on his level and try and get the issue resolved. It doesn't stop him escalating the issue. I had something that I was dealing with here a couple of weeks ago, and I had called and emailed this person several times that I needed to talk to. And I was reporting status, and I reported to Mark, these are the things I've done. This is when I contacted her. This is what I've done. And this is what's happened, which was nothing. And Mark reached out to our client, you know, our sponsor, and said, hey, Wendy's trying to get hold of this person for these reasons, and nothing's happening. And guess what? Something happened then, right? That person that I was trying to contact contacted me because they got into trouble from the client. Because Mark had reached out. So just because I'd done a bunch of stuff didn't stop Mark from being able to escalate that issue and then solve it. So don't think that just because you're taking action, you know, you're taking away your boss's agency. You're not.
Right. And sometimes in my experience, I have found that it even works for peer relationships. What I mean by that is with hotel booking, Judy here is the one that books our conference hotels for public conference events. And sometimes she will reach out to somebody several times and no one will respond to her. So I, as her peer, will reach out to that person. And on the other end, it feels to them like an escalation.
Yes, because they don't know that you're not her boss, right?
Right. It's just another person. And that's all you want, is to initiate an escalation. So you could always also pass it off to a peer, right? And you taking all of that action in advance just puts that person, the boss, the peer, in a better position, right? And putting your boss or your peers in a better position is always better for you. And when that second person reaches out, she can say, well, we've done this, this, and this, and not heard anything. But if you can't say, well, I have taken all of these actions and nothing's happened, then the counterpart would be well within their rights to say, well, I understand it's a problem, but you need to reach out to us
right. Via
this process first. Like, you can't escalate something that isn't an actual concern. So you need to bring it forward first, right? And push that forward.
If I had reported to Mark no status, like, you know, I haven't heard anything, but I hadn't done anything, when he reached out to our client would say, well, have you tried to contact this person? And Mark would have to say, no, I don't think she has. And the client was like, well, why don't you try that first, right?
Right.
So if you've taken a bunch of action, it makes that escalation work way better. So take action and report the action. Even if the result is still no news, report it, communicate it in the frequency in which you've decided this issue needs reporting.
Absolutely. And then we have got report intended action. And reporting intended action is something else that gets you the positive label of being a proactive employee, right? Intended action is your plan for what to do if the situation stays static, if it doesn't change within a specific amount of time. So again, let's go back to those desks. You've taken a bunch of actions, but you still don't have a date. Your next options are you could potentially wait 24 hours and call or email them again. Try to find somebody else to talk to within the company. Try and find somebody else in your company who's using them as a vendor, or asking your boss to intervene, right? Reporting intended action always follows the same pattern. So if X doesn't happen by Y, then I'm going to do Z. So if the person doesn't call me back by 5 p.m. Eastern, then I'm going to phone her boss. or if the person doesn't have confirmation of delivery by noon, then I am going to email the delivery company. If the upgrade isn't done by 2 p.m., then I am going to send out an all-hands email with the new time at 2:15 p.m. Reporting action or intended action can be on a different frequency than your original communication. Your weekly communication tempo means, for example, that week one, you're going to discuss with your boss the vendors you've chosen and their various options. Week two, the desks have been ordered and you're waiting for a delivery date. And week three, you haven't heard a delivery date. The thing is, you don't have to wait then till week four to report that still nothing's happened and you're not going to take action. If you think it's reasonable that you should have heard by the middle of the third week, then fix your intended action to that point and report then. If something starts to go off the rails, you want to increase the frequency of your reporting communication, because at that point, you need to start tracking it more carefully, tracking it more closely. Something has happened. Something's occurred that has made a cause for you increasing communication frequency about that topic. They say oftentimes in project management that every project is at risk by the length of its longest deliverable. So if your deliverable is a week out, then by the time you report anything or by the time you do anything, you're already a week behind.
And so when we're in danger of being a week behind, then that's when we step up the frequency. So you could step up a frequency of, if you're in weekly reporting, you could go to daily reporting or twice, or, you know, every 2 days. If you're in daily reporting, you can go to twice a day or hourly reporting. If you're in hourly reporting, you might want to step it up to like every 15 minutes or every 10 minutes. It really depends on what it is, how urgent it is, and how often, how far behind you'll be if you don't report at a higher frequency. So let me go back to those desks, right? If the desks are needed for the start of school and you ordered them 6 weeks ahead to give you plenty of time, and you don't have a confirmed delivery date, and then 4 weeks, if you leave it another week, like having desks in the classrooms for the start of school starts to be in danger, right? Because if you thought 6 weeks was the timeline that you needed, and you're 4 weeks in and you don't know that the desks are going to arrive, then you are two-thirds of the way through the time and the danger is high. So continuing to report at weekly intervals is just stupid. You could say, oh, I'm going to, you know, you would report a week four, no news. Report a week five, no news. Then, like, oh, how likely is it that a six-week process is going to happen in a week because we need the desks? Like, none. Even if there's no news, you want to step up the communication to every other day and then daily. And you want to step up not only the communication, but the action as well. You know, if you've got to week three and it's Wednesday of week three and you think, I should know the delivery date by now, then you want to be calling them every day and maybe twice a day. And maybe you find someone else, you know, you do all the things we talked about what else can you do? Where else can you get that information? And what's more, you also need to be thinking about how else can I get desks for my students?
Right. What's my contingency plan?
Exactly. Yes. Right. I'm in danger of not having desks on day one of school. Okay. There's the action of trying to get those desks, but there's also the action of, okay, if they're not here, what am I going to do? Yeah, we're going to go to Walmart and buy a bunch of folding desks.
Exactly.
You know, like plastic ones that will be cheap. Or I don't know what else you would do, you know. It depends how old the kids are, I guess. If you've got little tiny kids, like, they'll probably be all right. They can write on the floor. But if you're in high school, you probably need desks. Maybe you can borrow some space in the library or,
mm-hmm,
you know.
That's the thing. What's an alternate space? Could I rent? Could we go somewhere else?
Yeah, you could rent banquet tables, right? There's all sorts of things you could do. And so you want to have that list. And not only have that list, you need to have called those people, right? Say you think there is a room in your public library in your town that has desks in it, which is true. Sometimes they have like meeting rooms and they can have desks in them. You want to have called the library and said, hey, I work at this school. I'm in danger of having no desks for day one of school. Would we be able to book the room? What things do I need to do in order to be able to book that room and bring my students in if necessary? Because if you get to week four and you call the library and the room's already booked, now you've got to find another solution. So always move action further towards you, right? And the more danger you're in, the closer the action needs to be. So, you know, you may need to take action today. You may need to take action tomorrow morning. It depends what it is, but always think, okay, here's the five things I could do. Can I do them today or tomorrow rather than in a week and still have problems? So the more danger you're in of missing or not succeeding in your goal, the higher the frequency of communication and reporting and action needs to be.
So in summary, we are all busy and we rely on other people to do their jobs and to take action and then tell us about it. So you want to choose a reporting frequency and stick to it. And that is inclusive of reporting when there is no news. And part of reporting no news is it helps you stay on top of the work, right? Stays you on track with what is supposed to be coming to you. It helps your manager feel like you're on top of it, right? You've got your pulse on what needs to be happening and that you can be trusted, right? You are tracking the things that need to be done. And it helps your relationship, and that helps everything else that you want to get at work.
Making your boss feel like you know what's going on and that you're being proactive, that's magic to bosses, right? If you're a manager and you think, oh, if only all my directs did that, I would be so happy, then, you know that as a direct,
I should do it.
You should do it, right? And doing it will bring you other positive benefits. Awesome. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Wendy.
Bye, everyone. That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more guidance.